And I've said all along, we got really smart, good kids that go out and play hard and do what you ask. And I think our assistant coaches did a good job getting them prepared, and the kids listened to what we wanted to do and went out and executed, which is, you know, what this bunch does.
Anything take you by surprise in terms of your own watching the game from where you watch it and being in charge totally?
No, you know, it. Obviously, you know, your sense of nervousness maybe is a little bit higher, but all in all, it went pretty smooth. You know, I just kind of tried to get in the flow of things and get a feel for what was going on, and felt like, you know, the calls we made, the kids went out and executed, so they really kind of made it work.
Strozier with two picks.
The Rockers boy came up big. I've said that about him. He's one of those kids, kind of like Daryl and JT, that football is natural for him. They got some good instincts, and he's one of those kids that can play the ball and move around. And you know, he's going to need more experience. He hasn't played much, but he's a kid with some ability and potential, and he, you know, came up with two really big plays tonight.
Goes up against some good receivers every day in practice.
That we do. I don't know if you guys know this, but Des Briscoe's the real deal now. That guy's as good as, I mean, he's good. And those other kids are too, you know, Carey and Damon. You saw how quick Damon Patterson is. He's not an easy guy to cover. And so it's good to face those kids. John Wilson, you know, there's a crew of them over there. So we get to see some good competition on a day-to-day basis.